what, why are we coming to speak through our vehicle and return to your planet. And we said quite cryptically that we are here for the game, the codes, and the master numbers. And of course everyone said, oh wow, great, yes, great, great, great. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? It's easy to give an answer and the answer sounds logical, but what does it really mean? The game, of course, is the game. The game is that if you are a form of consciousness, which you all are, that there's always a game that's going on. A game can be thought of as a reality construct that forms of consciousness agree to occupy. Recently, you had the Pope visit Washington, D.C., yes? Benedict the 16th. And one could think of that as a game. I will show up, will the people show up? All the people show up to meet Benedict, yes? That's a reality. Think about Earth and what's going on Earth now as a game that people said, I will incarnate for it and be on Earth at this time and play with existence in this way. A game, so to speak, the nanosecond game. The codes. You are code reading devices and code emanating devices. We have pointed out that as human beings, you live in what we call a genetic library. The library was built and designed by intelligent forces. It is not accidental. One can say it is the mind of God, goddess, manifested outside of itself, but certainly it was not a spontaneous thought that brought it into being in isolation. There was plans. There were, let's say, dreaming. One could say that you were dreamt into being. But then, let's say, there was certain playing with the genetics to make it happen. You did not evolve out of any scum or slime over oodles of millions of years to turn into who you are. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. It is quite obvious that we've said this before, that with this one point, we do agree with your President George Bush. Intelligent design is behind the life forms on Earth. The question is who and what. So there are codes to build life. There are codes to understand the cosmos stored inside of your biology. We'd say technically stored inside your DNA. These codes are not at all and have nothing to do with what you call DNA or genetic testing. Today you can, for a few hundred dollars or more, you can spit into a tube or perhaps urinate into a tube or whatever, scrape your saliva from your mouth, send it in and have your DNA tested, allegedly. Do you understand? And they will say to you, well, there's this, and there's this, and there's this, and there's this, and there's this. That's not what we are speaking of. There are many ways to read the genome. The genome in itself is a crystalline structure that is constantly growing and evolving. The genome is not static. Your scientists treat it as if it is a map or, let's say, something that never changes. It is constantly dynamic because each of your thoughts, each of your realizations, each of your decisions in every moment gives living input to the genome. Behind this, around this process, in between this layering, are codes. One could say the very structure, the inner foundation of the DNA in and of itself, the makings of the DNA, has the codes. The codes that if one has the proper consciousness and one knows how to read those codes, one can find out the mysteries of the multiverse. This is why your planet has long been of interest to beings from all over the cosmos. It's not that that every place that there is life, that there is a library. Remember this. You will find life out in the cosmos, but not